Moncrief on News Talk.
Every year, JJ Hawk's Singing Pub in Banagher posts a picture of the first fire of the season, that being a fireplace with some turf burning in it. But when they did it this year, a company called Working Holiday Ireland sent a tut-tut critical reply pointing out that that turf has a carbon footprint. But oh no, Ger Hawk is having none of it. Afternoon, Ger.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you keeping?
Not too bad. Was that the only criticism you received or was there any others?
No, trying to get through all the comments, there's been millions of comments online. And do you know when you sit around and you dwell in your sullen, solipsistic solitude looking at the internet, you start thinking the world has gone mad, politically correctness has gone into overdrive and everyone is woke in the world, or over woke, or whatever way you want to put it. But I kind of got some solace from the fact that 99.9% of all the comments were actually in support of it. So then you realise that the world hasn't actually gone mad at all. So if you start, you know, you let your imagination run away with you looking at the internet, I guess the silent majority is in favour of this kind of stuff. And there's a small vocal minority that kind of control the internet and that. And you would think the world is crazy, but it's not actually crazy at all.
Well, I mean, if there's only one criticism and thousands of people supporting you, then the other people don't control the internet, do they?
Exactly. It's just a perception, you know. It's a perception you think.
And your turf, where does it come from?
We have our own little bog. We harvest our own peat every year. I have done since I was a child. My father did it before me and his father before him. And going back, my sister actually, when she was a kid, found a shoe on the bog from, I don't know, was it 1500 BC?
Wow.
Or something like that. And it's funny because my father used to tell me he used to go to school in his bare feet in the 40s. So I was thinking, how did they have shoes in 1500 BC and they didn't in Banagher in the 1940s? we get our own turf and we bring it. Like it is very labour intensive. I mean, you have to handle each sod individually. I don't know how many times from the time you cut it, then you have to foot it up into little piles, allow the wind to dry it. Then you have to throw it into the trailer. Then when you get it home, you have to throw it into the shed. Then when you have it in the shed, you have to put it into bags. When you have it in bags, you have to bring it inside. You have to physically put it on the fire and all the rest.
Yeah. But I mean, the point being is that that's perfectly legal. There's no, you know, there's no prescription on a private
It's legal
one.
Still.
Absolutely. And it's the only way you have of heating the pub.
Yes, that's our way. You see, the building is built in the 1640s, big old stone walls, and we can't get in air to water or whatever heat pumps you have in some of these more modern builds. I mean, so but it's more than that. Like the fire in Ireland, it's more of a metaphor of Irishness. It's almost a second to the harp. You know the way the symbol of the harp of Ireland, the burning turf fire is almost our second symbol in rural Ireland anyway, because all through human history, you know, the human culture evolved around fires. That's how language and culture emerged. And today, I mean, it's a focal point for people to gather, tell stories, be lewd, crude, lascivious, or sing songs, whatever way they want, but always in a kind of a collective company.
Yeah.
Where in today's society, that's very important because these kind of pillars of our society are being eroded away and there's not as many places where people can meet up anymore. I mean, how many pubs have closed in the last, I think there's only a quarter the amount of pubs there used to be 20 years ago, and there's nowhere for people to gather. I mean, you can go deeper into it and how the loneliness and isolation of people and how the greater need for coming together in these times.
Yeah, indeed.
The heart provides that.
Yeah, and you can't beat the smell of a turf fire as well. That's
we're kind of immune to it. I hear people talking about the smell of a turf fire. I suppose when you grow up in that omnipotent fetor of peat, you don't really smell it anymore. It's like you don't appreciate what's around you in your locale. You just take it for granted. So my sense of smell to turf is I'm immune to it.
Yeah, that's a funny thing, all right? Because they're like I've a memory from when I was a child. And even during the summer, there'd be a smell of peat burning.
Yeah.
Even though, well, I suppose maybe people were putting it in ranges and that kind of stuff, so it was going all year round.
Yeah, I mean, there was, well, there were no electric cookers in a lot of the houses I used to visit when I was a kid, and it was all, you know, that's how they cooked.
Yeah.
And that's how humans have cooked since the beginning of time over a flame.
Yeah. And you did mention there about, you know, so many, as we know, so many pubs around the country are closing down. How's business for you in Banagher?
Business isn't too bad in Banagher. We're lucky we're on the Shannon. And the Shannon is a kind of it brings in tourism, tourists come and rent boats. And like we have repeat, especially Germans coming here since the 70s, you know, 60s and 70s. So we have a kind of a lifeline in Banagher that other towns wouldn't have had.
Yeah.
And business is good. But, I mean, I'm constantly developing. You know, you have to, you know, like COVID-inspired outdoor areas. Then we went into food. I have a little kitchen called a Hawks Box that we operate on weekends. So if anyone is hungry, come down. We dabble in all kinds of culinary delights from all over the world. One week it could be a Chinese style menu, the next week it could be Japanese or Mexican. Total cultural appropriation. But anyway.
Yes. Jared, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Jared Hawk there, owner of Hawk's Pub in Banagher in County Offaly. Susan says, I love peat fires. I love the smell and the comfort, but climate change is real and burning peat contributes to it. I wish it was different, but it isn't. So I don't burn fossil fuels. We have a choice. Well, we do. Indeed. But no, I mean, I think the point of that when he Gerhawks was criticised for burning the turf, that the people who were criticising them work on Holiday Ireland. He made several points. And, you know, you're flying people into the country, huge carbon footprint. You're making your criticism on a laptop or a phone. Everything has a carbon footprint to a certain extent. So I suppose if we look at it like we're all sinners, the sin that Hawk's Pub was committing is a pretty venal one, really. Can you tell people giving out about this? Shove it where the sun don't shine, says Eamon. My father walked to school in his bare feet across frosty fields. He would put his feet into cow pats to heat them up. Ooh. By the time he got to school, there must have been a fair stink then. Silent Majority, the greatest bunch of whingers going, says Damien. Oh, yeah, that Silent Majority. Were they ever shut up? Geez, have to disagree with that, man. You don't need to burn turf that took thousands of years to develop and release all that CO2 into the air. Just saying. Sean, they burned turf in Sean's Baronet alone. The last time I was in there, I stank of turf smoke all evening. Lovely smell. Lynx should bottle that. Turf, the scent of a man, says John. Someone else says, the picturesque image of a burning turf fire is juxtaposed with its carbon footprint. This man must not have any grandchildren, or else he does not care about the future. Irish peatlands hold 1.5 billion tonnes of stored carbon. They were a symbol of the Irish past, but they are the key to Ireland's future if we can conserve them. And that's about all the there's still a lot of comments on that coming in. Kind of split 50-50, I would have said, in terms of support or not.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.